CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I'm with Brett Forrest, the Wall Street Journal correspondent, whose new book is Lost Son, An American Family Trapped Inside the FBI's Secret Wars. Terry and Bill Riley, last year from their son, Billy Riley, June 24th, 2015. Brett Forrest travels there in December of 17 to Oxford, Michigan, and has a conversation with the family that engages him. Why? And that is one of the compelling subplots of this book, Brett, because your own travels as a young man were equally adventurous and risky. You traveled to Africa and you traveled to Russia. You spent a lot of time in Russia. So what were you thinking about after you left mom and dad and over the next year about Billy Riley and his adventure?
Well, for me personally, John, it was always a sort of dual calculation here. One was as a reporter at the Wall Street Journal with professional responsibilities of trying to unearth interesting stories and important stories to tell, but also filing regular stories and publishing regularly and meeting demands of my editors. You know, I was always looking at this story, at least in the early stages, as I was trying to figure out if this was something worth doing, if it's something that the journal should do. But on the other hand, well, in addition, I had a great personal attachment or interest in it because Billy had gone missing in Russia. You know, I had first gone to Russia in 2002 looking for a sort of new adventure, a new chapter in my life. And my travels there diverted my own path. I ended up living in Moscow for 5 years. I ended up living later in Kiev. And I'd been working at that time in those two countries for about 15 years and had developed a lot of friendships, a lot of professional contacts, and traveled widely in both countries. So the fact that Billy had gone missing there in connection to the war between these two countries was something that was almost irresistible for me.
Yes, quite convincing that you were the man at the right time, at the right place. So we're going to Moscow with you now. And your contacts there include a private detective, Turin. Who is he? What do we need to know about him and his information?
Yeah, Dmitry Turin was somebody that the Riley family had hired. They had found him online shortly after Billy had disappeared when they believed that the FBI was not going to help them and they had to do this on their own. They needed help. They needed local help. And they found Turin. And Turin is someone that I eventually met. The Rileys introduced us. As I contemplated my own travel to Russia to look for Billy, I thought it would be a good idea to sort of team up with Turin or at least get to know him a little bit and see if he might have information that would be helpful to us. Turin is a fascinating character, for the fact that he's a private investigator in Russia. To me, that held a lot of intrigue and mystery.
Other people you wanted to meet and some not, is this an opportunity where you tried to meet Polenkov? In that trip to Russia?
Yes, that's right. So Mikhail Polenkov was the overall manager of the volunteer fighter camp where Billy had found himself in Rostov-on-Don. Polenkov knew a lot about Billy's activities in Russia, and he had told the family only a little bit. So I was determined to meet with him when I went to Russia, but unfortunately, he declined. I tried several ways and several times to meet with him, but it just didn't work out.
As I recall the detail, Billy arrives in Moscow and he's met by not only Polenkov, but also Elena Gorbacheva. And they either meet him at the airport or meet him at the Kazan station. Who is she and how does she contribute?
Yeah, Elena Gorbacheva is a photojournalist, a Russian photojournalist. And by that point, she had been working she's in Moscow, but she'd been working in Donbass and eastern Ukraine, covering the war for various Russian publications for about a year, off and on. And she took very interesting, intriguing photos of Billy the day he arrived in Russia at beside the train that he eventually took to Rostov. And I reached out to her because I knew that she had at least one or two pieces of this puzzle. She knew Polenkov, and Polenkov had invited her to come and meet Billy.
You also met with and spoke with someone you've known for many years called the General, who guided you to Mikhailovskaya. Who is the general who is Mikhailovskaya?
Yeah, so the general, obviously that's a nickname, but it does refer to the rank that he attained in one of the Russian services at some point. This is somebody I met in 2002 on my first visit to Russia, and somebody who became a friend. You have to remember, of course, 2002, those were very different times. The relations between our countries were drastically different. Vladimir Putin was still a pretty new president. He was friendly with our president, George W. Bush.
And they were cooperating in the war strikes in Afghanistan because we needed the air bridge over Russia. And Putin had signed the sympathy document at the embassy after the attack.
Yes, yes, indeed. And as is said many times, Putin was the first one to call Bush after the 9/11 attacks, the first world leader. So just to give your listeners and viewers a greater context, one might think that if you're running around Moscow with someone named the general today, it meant something very different back then. This is someone who I became very friendly with because, you know, we've mentioned the sort of political friendship, if you will, between the two countries at that time. But that also filtered down just to regular people. I found that Russians were eager to know me. I was eager to know them. And there were easy and fast friendships made. And this was one of them. So when I was looking for Billy, the general was one of the people that I shared this with because he had a lot of good contacts, and he eventually put me in touch with a woman who I had known years before but had lost touch with, Nastya Mikhailovskaya, who eventually became a critical part of this investigation.
You were in Moscow, and now you're traveling to Rostov-on-Don. It's the summer of 2018. What is Rostov-on-Don? What does it look like? And the Don River, what does it look like there at Riverside?
I was always fascinated by it before visiting because, you know, many of your listeners and viewers, I'm sure, are aware of And Quiet Flows the Don, the book written by Sholokhov, the Nobel laureate. Sholokhov, excuse me. And I always was interested in getting down there because that was one of several sort of hosts of the Cossacks groups way back when in history. And so it's always been a fascinating place for me. When I got there, I found it to be a very interesting sort of well laid out city, fairly tidy. And of course you have the river, the Don River, running through it. And when I visited in the summer that year, it was interesting to find that there were windsurfers on the Don. So also they had completed the World Cup stadium because the Soccer World Cup was being hosted in Russia, and there were games being played there.
The camp that Billy traveled to, the volunteer camp, did it exist when you got there in summer of 18?
The structure existed. It was on the banks of the Don River, kind of in the center of town, interestingly. But there were very few people there. It had kind of been cleaned out. And there were various reasons for that. One reason, of course, was the fact that the World Cup stadium was basically right behind it. And visitors coming for those games certainly didn't need to see such a thing.
Now we need a detail, an administrative detail. A confidential human source, a CHS. What is that in the world of intrigue, espionage, intelligence gathering, police work? What does CHS represent?
Well, as briefly as we can, we'll just say that the FBI, since its founding, always worked with cooperators and informants. These are people who either were members of criminal organizations or could access them, often people who were in legal jeopardy themselves and made a deal to work with the FBI to lighten their sentences. We've all seen these movies and TV shows, right? Well, after 9/11, Capitol Hill and the administration mandated that the FBI start to become more of an intelligence agency in addition to being a law enforcement body. And that meant that they had to start recruiting different kinds of informants and cooperators who could develop intelligence that would enable the FBI to get ahead of criminal conspiracy, to get ahead of terrorist conspiracy. And in 2004, the FBI instituted what it called the Confidential Human Source Reengineering Project. And it gathered all of these types of people into one category, Confidential Human Source, or CHS. And that's the group that Billy joined. And that's the group that enlarged greatly after 9/11 as the FBI went out into the wider world.
Mom and Dad gave you information in that first interview and subsequent, because this is 6 months later, that we need to touch on here for the mystery of where Billy is. At one point, Billy left Rostov on Don and went on a train and bus trip into Russia. I believe he went to Volgograd, he went to Ulyanovsk. There were photographs sent to Mom and Dad over WhatsApp. What did they make of that trip? What did they want to know about that trip?
Well, the parents just didn't really know much of anything. Billy told them very little. He left on that trip, which I call his Volga sojourn, because he sort of goes up the Volga region, up the Volga River, and hits these cities and towns that you mentioned. But he went off on that trip a day or so after arriving in Rostov-on-Don from Moscow, very soon after he arrived in Russia itself. And this perplexed his parents, because they had understood that he wanted to be near the Ukrainian border to join one of these humanitarian convoys. So-called humanitarian convoys. And the fact that he immediately went off on a sort of subset of his adventure without explaining it or without telling them about it in advance of it really left them wondering what he was up to.
There were photographs. I believe there was one in front of a Ho Chi Minh statue. I don't remember. Was it a Lenin statue? And Mom and Dad wondered who took the picture.
Right. There was. He took a picture of a bust of Ho Chi Minh. He visited Vladimir Lenin's childhood home in Ulyanovsk and sent pictures from there. He just kept taking all kinds of snapshots as he went around Russia. And then there was a picture of him, of course, finally, his own image at the monument in Volgograd, the great monument to the Battle of Stalingrad there. And, of course, the parents wondered, who's behind the camera?
Yes, a good question. One more detail about what you learned from Mom and Dad. The day, or right contemporary with the last information they have from Billy, June 24th, 2015, they're visited by Tim Reintjes. Who is that? What do we need to know about his visit?
Well, he's a very important person for this story. Tim Reintjes, at that time, was an FBI agent, a case agent, in counterterrorism. And he was Billy Riley's main handler and had been for a number of years. And he and Billy talked incessantly for years by phone, by text, by other apps. And they saw each other all the time. They saw each other sometimes three times a week, sometimes fewer times than that, but regularly and often. And he would give Billy, he would direct Billy's work for the FBI. So the fact that he shows up at the Riley house very soon after the parents lose communication with Billy is intriguing, because Agent Reintjes had never visited the house before. He had never met the parents. And his timing, of course, was very curious.
Brett Forrest is the author. Lost Son is the book. An American Family Trapped Inside the FBI's Secret Wars. There are secrets within secrets within secrets here. As a reader, I didn't expect to be ever introduced into the inner circle of what this means, but you'll enjoy the clues when we come back. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.